Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th Berlinale. Today I'm in company of Matthijs Buter-Nol, director of the EFM, European Film Market.
So Matthijs, this year more than 9,000 exhibitors, so for this 30th year. How is it going so far, and were you expecting this number, this increasing number?
Well, you know, the number of visitors of the EFM has been going up in the past years already. And I think also with the new platforms that we've started in the market in the past 4 years, we kind of expected more visitors to come. And it's too early to say because we're in the middle of the market right now, but it already looks that we have more visitors than in the past year again. Partly, of course, here in the main building of the EFM, the Martin Gropiusbau. But as we have expanded the market to other locations, it's also possible for new visitors to come, and we're aiming for new visitors. So, yes, we were expecting it, but it's also a challenge. And we need, of course, to make sure that new visitors always find what they are looking for. So that's our part of the job to do.
How are you, like, celebrating this 30th year?
That's a good question. I mean, we're turning 30 this year, so we had discussions in our team and said, like, listen, how are we going to do this? First of all, we celebrate together with Canada this year, which is our country in focus. And I think for a market, it wouldn't be appropriate to celebrate too much because it's a market where people are doing serious work and doing business. But we said a present we can give to our visitors and also to ourselves is improving the market where we can. And we've done that by refurbishing a couple of the platforms that we have, like new furniture, new colors, better program, better and easier ways for people to find things that they don't want to do. So we've improved the infrastructure of the market this year. We've really worked on that with the team. So I think that's a nice present for a birthday.
As I told you before starting the interview, one of the greatest things of this year, I have to say, that I was personally very interested in is the, you know, that's the second year of the EFM Horizon, but all the debates that you organize, especially how the future is in focus. I mean, there are debates on artificial intelligence, VR, blockchain, and how did you organize that, and why did you think that it was the right moment to expand this?
That came a bit natural. I think in the past years we already realized that with many changes happening in the market, but also like new technologies, VR, you mentioned artificial intelligence having an effect on how business is being done. Mm-hmm. Blockchain all of a sudden popping up as something that 6 months ago was not taken very seriously, and all of a sudden it's right there and people start thinking it might be an alternative system that could work very well for financing or smart contracting and so on. So we have been following in the past 11 months basically what the developments are. We've been talking, as we do every year, to people coming every year to the market, whether they are sales agents or distributors or funders or producers. And by having created the platform of EFM Horizon, we have the spot and the building where we can organize these places. People know that they can expect something there. And when it comes to the topics that are really the ones that we have to do because they're the topics of the month, we wait until December and see, okay, what is really coming up? What are the topics that at the beginning of the new year, where the first market in the year, will be the most relevant for people? What will people be curious about? And those are the topics that we then program in the Horizon platform. And, of course, normally also with partners. We get many ideas as well from people who say, like, we'd love to do this topic. Can we partner up with EFM? And then it's up to us, of course, to see if it's relevant enough for February. Some topics that we have here in Horizon in February are not relevant anymore in August of the same year. And some others that we have here start very small at the EFM and they become huge in the rest of the year. So it's always exciting for us as well to see what's the topics that are really at the horizon, where we see them popping up or not.
So what's really the secret? I mean, because BFM is not only one of the most important markets, but it is, let's say, famous for being a pioneer. And you were the first to talk about, you know, the drama series and TV series where nobody were even considering them. And, you know, focusing on producers and now all this part about, you know, the new technology changes. So I was wondering, is there a secret? I mean, you already told me that you wait until December, which for me is crazy because, you know, it means that January is like the craziest month ever, and still I think that you take some risks. I mean, that you...
Yeah, it's true. You know, of course, we don't wait until December with organizing things. Everything is organized already way earlier. The backbone of the market still is, of course, and will be, hopefully, the selling of stands, the booking of screenings, getting the right visitors at the market. That's something we do already in May and in June and in the rest of the summer. So that is in place already way before December. But when it comes to defining which topics we'd like to have, that is something that we wait until a bit in the end, because you cannot decide in August what will be the burning topic that in Berlin needs to be discussed. I would say there's two answers to that, and I'll give you also one example. There's one answer, meaning for a market, I think it's relevant to listen and to follow what our visitors are doing after they leave the market. It's not about like waiting for them to come to Berlin and then see if their business is going well and then selling them a stand again and then seeing how business is going to be in 2019 or in 2020. No, we actively follow our visitors and catch up with them and ask them how their business is going. When we visit them in other markets or we stay in touch with them by email or by phone, we see in the industry by announcements of film institutes or governments how the business is changing, which new initiatives are coming up, which new regulations are coming up, where political situations in countries are changing that are more challenging for filmmakers and film professionals. So by doing that very actively, we also see that a marketplace is not a static place. And with EFM having introduced a couple of new initiatives and new platforms in the past year, there was basically a reaction on what was happening with the people who are visiting EFM. The Drama Series Days platform is a good example. That was not something that we did because we felt like, what are we going to do next? It's about our producers visiting the market, saying, well, we're focusing on film, but the production of series starts to become more interesting for us for various reasons. And we're coming to Berlin anyway, so we have talks and meetings about film, but also about drama series. And we said, well, then we introduce a platform for that, because then we keep the business also in the EFM and people won't leave the building because they have a different meeting about a similar subject. So it's a way for us also to adapt to the reality of the people working in the industry that have become more diversified. It's not just, I'm only working on film, I'm only working on documentaries, I'm only working on drama series. There's many people do all three or even more of them. Another thing I think that's important to mention when it comes to getting a feeling every year of what's going up is, I think, the topic, for example, of diversity. Diversity a year ago, people would say, what does that mean and why is that important? And if you look at what is a big topic and the market here and also at the festival and in the whole industry, is diversity in the industry, the need for diversity in the industry, the representation of different groups of people in the industry and not just the people that normally dominated the industry, which are, I would say, male people over 50. It's about gender equality. And I think these kind of topics, a year ago, yes, people would be interested in that. And yes, there have always been, I think, very relevant topics. But this year, they have become a whole different dimension. And we're not just following that. I don't see it as a trend. I see it as something that's changing at the core of the industry. Because people in the industry are demanding their place, and they're not just saying, well, it has been that way and specific films just sell better, so that's the films we're going to keep making. If all of a sudden we see that films with an exclusively black cast are doing very well all of a sudden, I mean, mentioning films like Black Panther, then that's, I think, a great example of how a market is changing and how a market as EFM also should adapt to that in the future. That's why we made it quite a central topic as well in the EFM program.
Thank you, Matthijs, for being with us and talking about European Film Market, the 2018 edition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.